Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled, Turning Wrenches, Building Bonds. Emma brushed a strand of auburn hair from her face, smudging a streak of grease across her freckled cheek. The scent of motor oil, old leather, and faint traces of her dad's cologne mingled in the cool, dim garage. Her dad, Mike, stood beside her, a gentle smile playing on his face as he held out a wrench. Lefty loosey, righty tighty, he reminded her, his voice warm and patient. Emma grinned, gripping the wrench with small, determined hands. She was 10, fiercely curious, and endlessly fascinated by the tangle of metal and wires beneath the dusty hood of the old 68 Mustang. It wasn't just any car. It was the one her dad had driven on his first date with her mom. Now it was their project. Each Saturday morning, they'd escape to the garage, away from the world's noise. The radio softly played classic rock, mingling with the rhythmic clinks and clatters of their tools. Mike never rushed her. He explained everything. The purpose of a carburetor, the mystery behind spark plugs, and the beauty of patience mixed with precision. Emma listened intently, her bright eyes reflecting admiration. It wasn't just about fixing the car. It was about the stories he wove between instructions. Tales of his youth, adventures with her mom, and lessons about life tucked neatly within metaphors of mechanics. As weeks passed, Emma grew more confident, her hands steady, her understanding deeper. But more cherished than any skill was the bond forged in those grease-streaked afternoons. She treasured the laughter, the shared triumphs over stubborn bolts, and the quiet moments when words weren't needed. One evening, after tightening the final bolt, they stood back, admiring their work. The Mustang gleamed under the flickering garage light, not just a car restored, but a testament to countless hours of love, learning, and companionship. Emma slipped her hand into her dad's, her heart full. "We did it, Dad." Mike squeezed her hand gently, his eyes glistening. "Yeah, kiddo, we sure did." And this has been A Bedtime Story. Good night.